This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Supreme Court handed the White House a victory in its first appearance at the High Court over abortions for immigrant teens. Key arguments by abortion advocates failed, and a lower appeals court decision was reversed without dissent. Nevertheless, Monday's ruling allows other cases to continue that oppose President Trump's policy of refusing participation in immigrant abortions. Polls show Irish voters in conflict despite their supposed unhindered acceptance of abortion into law. Nevertheless, legislators there are moving at a fast clip to embrace the eugenic elimination of Down syndrome by abortion. A leading UK pro-life group says North Ireland is being bullied into accepting abortion. The British Parliament, with rule over the north portion of the Emerald Isle, exempted North Ireland from Britain's 1967 Abortion Act. The latest move has Parliament being urged to take an emergency vote to allow abortion. This is Life News Radio. For abortion advocates, the greatest affront from within the pro-life movement may be the Christian idea that while our bodies are our responsibility, our bodies do not belong to us. We are not our own property. We belong to God. The second affront is related to the first. Christians must live like our bodies belong to God. Love must be the final motivation for our actions. Let's make a culture of life. In other headlines, abortion advocates are finding unconventional ways to force acceptance of abortion at the UN. Meanwhile, a UN investigator says a culture of denial that opposes accountability is trying to hide the abuse or rape of 60,000 women and children by UN personnel. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.